Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. And our show today is Self-Care every Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And I'm really excited because I want to share with you my special guest, Jennifer Lauren, who I'm going to bring on in just a moment. She is a professional, intuitive, and life transformational coach with over 20 years of experience guiding people to their highest potential. I get chills, actually, just speaking that. She's an author. She's a workshop leader. She brings inspiration and limitless living to all of her clients. I was so excited when I met her, and I'm going to show you a video later on today about what she really does and how she does it, and it's so poetic. It's so beautiful. She shines her light so far, and she doesn't even have to try because she just naturally radiates. Let me go on with her bio. Jennifer specializes in helping others shift energy, and she helps them transform their lives through the word, consciousness and light weaving. And the light weaving is what we're going to show you today. Her skills come from formal training in Western and Eastern philosophy. And the unlimited experiences she has receiving, she has received transcending limitations throughout their lives. She serves the world through the Chicago area, Lake County. And I will have her contact information on the show later on scrolling. Let me, with that, bring on Jennifer. Let's see if I add the stream. Good morning, sweet lady.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So, thank you for having me.
Oh, you know, thank you for being in my life. So, yeah.
You really got me. I really felt that. Like, it was just this beautiful wave of heart energy that just came in.
Yeah, so thank you. You're welcome. It's interesting because you get what I go through, where I can feel like, you know, we're both of us are walking antennas.
Yeah.
And other people are like, feel what? All that.
Yeah, constantly centering, grounding.
Uh-huh. 24/7, sure. Babe, even while I sleep. Get those spirit guides doing it for me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Sleeping's a great time to rejuvenate.
Yeah.
If you get to sleep.
Well, if you're not astro traveling and taking care of the rest of the world. Yes. Thank you. Okay, so we didn't want to scare off all of our...
I'm sorry.
Same guy. I'll pause.
Yeah, so, this goes into all possibility, right? So,
right. So,
just opening that up. So.
Yeah, thank you. So, you know, if you're listening, don't be scared. We are living with beings. So, Jennifer, share with the world how you got into, how it sounds like you just go into it. It finds you, right? You know, the energy healing. And you don't wake up one day and say, hey, I want to be an energy healer, you know?
Right.
Why don't you go ahead and share? And,
oh, my goodness. You know, Jody, every time I'm asked this question, it's like this new layer kind of unfolds. And it really goes back to when I was a little girl and the type of environment that I grew up in, which was pretty much absolute chaos. But I learned so much from that. And I'm so thankful for those experiences. So I lost my mom when I was 16 years old. And through that experience, you know, there were parts of me that knew that I was going to be just fine. And I felt so secure in it. And then there were people outside of me that didn't understand like how I could feel this way. So I had this split going on. Like I didn't really get it. I didn't really understand. But, you know, life goes on and you do your things. Fast forward, that was the first time that I really didn't understand why I was different. Life goes on, different life experiences. You know, I tried to fit in, so to speak, in so many different ways. And it never felt right, like all through high school, all through college. Like I did the college thing because everybody else was doing it. And I grew up in a town that was the expectation. You know, I ended up getting married and having my first child, and that was, and received my master's degree in occupational therapy. And then I had my first child who was born with a disability, and I say that in quotation marks because...
you see I'm smiling because I know the story. So, yeah.
Yeah, so he was born with a condition that requires, like, every doctor to help manage his system. And we were given a very grim outlook on his life. And something happened to me during that time period where it was that mother instinct just kicked in, all of that mothering energy came in full force. And I decided in that moment that what everybody was telling me, what was going to happen to him and what the expectations should be, were not going to, and that was not going to happen. So I took everything that I had learned from, a medical perspective, knew that there wasn't a whole lot there that was going to be offered, and decided in that moment that I needed to find as much information as I could to help him. It was just this driven thing within me. And so that became the journey of the energy part of it, of what I do, which one thing I was blessed with one opportunity after another to learn with different people, craniosacral therapy, Reiki, lots of energy work that I just learned and then made it my own. And then through all of that process and through my own inner work, because I really had to work on myself through all of this, I really stumbled upon what I do today, which is just connecting with people, helping them see what their highest potential is, mixing a lot of the work together, using what I call light weaving, mm-hmm. which is this amazing technique that just helps people, places, and things pretty much clear anything. And it's really just coming down to this belief and understanding that you can do anything. I've spent, pretty much our entire life as a family just helping my children really understand that, helping everybody understand that it doesn't matter what comes at you, that you can do anything. And then all the people, places, and things line up, and you're led, guided, and directed, and every step is a step in the direction of what you want to create. So it was a culmination of all of that, to break it down. There were so many experiences, so many other experiences through each one of my kids along the way. My partner, my husband, his experiences, just things that made me grow, that made me realize that we are really all limitless. And once you embrace it, once you do that, there's no looking back. There's no turning around and saying, oh, well, this isn't it. Well, no, this is it. This is it. And it just prepared me for, what's going on in the world, and really wanting to get out there to let people know and to have that access point, come, learn, feed, be nourished, go take that out now, spread it to everybody else, because it's extremely important right now. So that's basically my short little journey that has it's taken a lot of learning, but I'm grateful for all of it. So
one of the things that you said towards the beginning is that you said you had to work on yourself. And I think that some people, not all, right? Some people, there's still some people that don't realize in order to rise up, to be able to be balanced and centered, it's really about you, right? It's about modifying your reaction or response to the stimuli around you, so that you are, I usually often use this phrase, there's a dog and there's the tail, right? You want to be the dog that's running and pushing forth his agenda, or do you want to be the tail that doesn't have a choice in the matter?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. When my first child was born and I was seeking, so, because, that's, That's what I do. I said that I was seeking all the time. And I finally came across one of my teachers. Her name is Katie Anna. And I was drawn to her. I was drawn to, she was there. I'll never forget the experience is I literally was looking, seeking. I'd gone to this small bookstore. It was like an etheric bookstore in the place that I was living at the time. And I was looking for books and I was asking, like, gosh, you know, I was just talking to myself and like wondering what was it that I was looking for. And then all of a sudden, I looked down on the bottom of a shelf over on the side of the room, and there was all these pamphlets. And one of the pamphlets was about Reiki. And I picked it up and I was looking at it, and it just sounded like an opportunity. It sounded like somebody was offering something that opened a door. And because, you know, when you're in a system, there's a lot of structure and it's designed in a way to keep it a certain way. And this, you know, I was running into that. I was running into barriers. So that's how I found out about Katie. And I had asked the people who own the store about this person, and they said, oh yeah, you need to call her. You need to talk with her. So immediately I called her because I was searching for an answer. I was searching for what was going to help my son. And she spent about 5 minutes, 10 minutes with me on the phone and immediately said to me, I'll never forget, oh no, honey, you need the work. And I said right back, of course, to her, because, you know, I said, no, I don't think you understand. It's really about my son. And she said, no. You know, you don't understand.
Right?
That was it. So I have a certain personality where I can be a little stubborn. And so when I get challenged, I like to go and, you know, I need to know what you're talking about. And so that created the relationship. And she was the grounding force to helping me see, you know, really see. I'm forever grateful for it. And we need those people.
Yeah, I want to pipe in on the seeing thing. Helping you see, right? I'm going to tell you that I recently learned, you know, we have interferences, right? That's why we have chiropractors. They remove interferences. And I want to, good morning, Lindsay. So actually, we have people commenting. Lindsay Shifley, good morning, Dolly. How are you, sweet woman? And then we have Naima Latif, who is our executive producer.
Woo!
Grand Rising, beautiful lady. You're looking fabulous this early in the morning. You know, it's amazing what good sleep will do for you. And a little prayer. So I'm actually taking this new supplement called, it's Tahitian Noni. And it's a sleep version, so it's got GABA, L-theanine in it. And I get deep sleep. I have zero makeup on. All I did was wash my face, not even mascara this morning. And not that I'm saying, like, I'm Miss Beautiful, but I feel good. And we don't need makeup, right, to radiate. Like, so when you feel well-rested and you're feeling good and you can be balanced, that's the inner beauty that we're all looking for. My mom had that. So anyway, thank you, because you let me talk about Noni Berry, Naima. And then we have Dr. Debbie Green. So she's in Georgia. She is one of our hosts for she's on Thursday morning.
Nice.
She's brilliant. We'll just leave it at that.
Very nice. Very nice. Awesome.
So, and my fiance, good morning, Andrew. Excited that you are here with us, Jennifer. So, love that we have so many people typing in this morning. And if anybody wants to call in this morning, let's see what the number is. 515.
Lots of light and lots of having fun. I love it.
Yeah, 515-605-9325. Just need to get that on before the screen rolls by.
Very nice. Very nice.
So,
oh, my goodness.
So, let me just take that off. So we were talking, so you were speaking for your son. You found out it was really about you.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's really the case. We have to start with self, which is why the name of the show is Self, Self-Care.
Yeah.
Self-care, cellular. Healing,
yeah.
Right? What are we doing to heal those cells? So I'm totally on the same page with you. So I would be grateful if you would share story, and I'm going to, while you're sharing the story about your son, I'm going to try to also upload the weaving video.
Oh,
it's not going to upload, so I might just upload it to my YouTube channel so we can play it from there. Fair enough?
Sure, sure.
All right. So you go ahead. I want you, because this is really transformational, and I'm just going to spoil the ending. He's doing really well.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
He was my teacher. Like,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, like, he came in, and it was, he was the one who was here to teach me. It wasn't, like, you know, I'm a pretty stubborn woman, and I was convinced that I was here to heal him. And I'm like, wait a second. It took me a long time to really understand that, you know, and a lot of falling down and then getting back up. You know, and I have this thing where I have to test something, you know, 100 times before I really even, at least, before I really even get it. So this journey has been like, okay, you know, I really need to know something works, and I have to have complete confidence in it. And I really, really feel like this is it. You know, and just helping to come in with that complete embodiment and understanding. So putting ourselves first and surrendering to this notion that we are that important, where we need to take care of ourselves and we need to allow ourselves to transcend all limitations, automatically takes care of everyone else around us. And we need that connection. We need that. We need to shine our lights. We need to feel inspiration. We need to have fun. We need to bring joy back in. We need to be creative. We need to decide that every experience is happening for me,
not to me.
Instead of, why is it happening to me? I mean, I walked around with that for years, and I wondered why my body hurt and why things were happening to me all the time. And it wasn't until I really embraced it that everything was happening for me to help me ascend all of it, to become brighter, to become, to really shine, to help bring everybody else in, to like help them do the same thing.
Yes.
And that you can be led, guided, and directed to all the people, places, and things to help you do that. It's really just tuning in and tapping into that. And that's what he taught me. I mean, if I could take a very short synopsis, but I had to go on this journey. I had to meet all the doctors. I had to have all the experiences. I had to have all the doors shut in front of me to go. And I had to cry, and I had to get upset, and I had to fall down, and I had to like get all that stuff that wasn't really real out of me,
right?
So that I could step into and become what was always there, and that in and of itself, if there's no ego associated with that, it's just be you, so that others can feel the freedom to be themselves as well.
So
it was him. I couldn't heal him. Everything happened so that none of the crazy, drastic things that could have happened, they were telling me would happen and that you have to fear that would happen.
Right.
They didn't. Like, he has a condition where he could be in the hospital very frequently. He could have multiple surgeries throughout a year. He could, and my word choices, I'm very clear on my word choices. Those are all possibilities if we want to go down that road. But
you don't have to.
No. And you know, things would just work out for him. And I was the one who was freaking out and trying to control everything out there. And really I had to learn to step into the flow and really trust. And that's what energy work. That's what the energy work is all about. It's really giving up trust. Understanding there's something greater than you working through you. It's not about that. It's funny. It's like this duality. It is about you and it's not about you.
Well,
right?
We're conduits. So I was talking to Lindsay yesterday, Lindsay Shifley, to this beautiful lady right here. Hello, Lindsay. and I said, Lindsay, you know, we have these thoughts during the day, and we can assume that there are thoughts. And I'm like, there's probably a percentage that are, but most are not. Mm-hmm. So meaning we're guided by spirit, like I feel 24/7. I know that I'm guided by spirit 24/7. So when we come up with a great idea, mm-hmm. it's really not yours.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Lindsay's response. So
yeah, how long did it take us to realize this, right?
I know.
Like, it took me one thing after another, and then finally it's like that one day you go, oh my gosh, like I need to let that come in. I need to have more of that. And then you start asking, you go, okay, give me more, more, more. And it's like this, we're building up the momentum to like allow that wonderful, incredible explosion, so that it can just be multiplied and helped and pass it along, right?
Right, right, right. And so I remember, you know, during COVID, I come up with this concept. It's called the place of peace. Mm-hmm. And it centers and balances people. It's a 20-minute session using a multimodal approach. So I'm going to interrupt my own story. Hold on. For Lindsay. Lindsay, awesome. So momentum and manifestation. Jennifer taught me that.
Oh, yeah. We like to manifest. Absolutely.
I am a master manifester. I can manifest things in 20 minutes if I need to. It's crazy. I have a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine. Her daughter is a level 9 gymnast, and she's a manifester. She just didn't know it. You know, like, cause she's, 14, 15 now. And so I got to know her well when I was helping her reclaim her ankle health, because she broke her ankle. Because she was going to do a trick. She's a gymnast. Lindsay, listen to this one, Miss Sports Person. Okay. She goes, I really need a break. So what'd she do? God gave her a broken ankle.
Oh, no, yeah.
Like that.
Whoa.
So, and I said to her daughter, I said, look, honey, I won't use her name. I said, you're a master manifester. You have to be really careful about what you speak. Because abracadabra.
Yeah, we lovingly do that, right?
Oh, Yeah. So, abracadabra, you know, you get what you speak, right? Because
yeah.
words are spelling. words have meaning. Words will manifest whatever it is that you want. So you better want something good. Because if you're speaking something bad, baby, you're going to get that too.
It's just become aware of it. I had another teacher who taught me cancel. So
cancel.
Just cancel it. Okay, the moment it comes out of your mouth and you realize, just your awareness is to the point where you're starting to realize how much negative talk you might be doing, right?
Yeah. So I'm readjusting my
chair
here.
It's like, come up with the word that works for you and just cancel it. Like, cancel. I'll walk around and I'll say something. I'll go, oh, wait, cancel.
Well, and I was taught to do three. You have to do it in threes, I understand. And I could be wrong, but it was cancel, you know.
Okay, well, I take it a little further. I'm like, it once and done. You know, so because I used to be like, okay, if anytime I get something in threes, I feel mm-hmm. that was my sign that I needed to go forward to actually do what it was when I was opening up to this possibility. Okay, when I hear something three times, I know I'm supposed to do it. Now I'm like, okay, if I hear it once and it resonates and it's heart-filled, I'm like, yes, absolutely, let's do it. No doubt about it. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but for the cancel, for some reason, I'm hearing, like, yeah, if you get a message from spirit, don't wait.
Well, and then I use that now for the cancel thing. You know, stop, cancel. That's it. Done.
One and done is what you're saying.
One and done. Yeah.
Fair enough. I can take that on. I think the universe can support that. Absolutely. So we actually go to commercials every 30 minutes. So we are on the first commercial break.
Whoa, okay.
I know. Let me just do this real quick. I've got a couple that will come through, so hold on.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
One more. There we go.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
And then this is the promotion for Dr. Debbie's show, which is on Thursday. We'll just see how this goes. I've not played it before. I'm sure it's great. Let's see.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Dr. Debbie Green!
Woo! Yeah, nice.
I know, she's like a bundle. So I get to meet her face-to-face for the first time Saturday. Andrew and I are, you know, driving to Georgia.
Yeah.
And so I'm so excited to get to meet Dr. Debbie because that's where she lives. And she's just, you can feel her energy. She's unstoppable.
Yeah.
So
very nice.
So, you know, here's the thing. So back in, so, you know, my story, you know, just for that, for those who haven't seen it before, those are my transition photos, bodybuilder, you know, to over-medicated, I was 234 pounds and then reclaimed my health. And so those are those three pictures there. So I can lean back in. The thing was, back in 1989, I had training through Landmark Education. And Landmark Education teaches people to take the past, put it in the past, and create a future based out of nothing at all. Clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
So when my body shut down in 2013 and I couldn't move anymore, and I was doing what you were doing, but you were doing it for your son, I was doing it for me. And, you know, it was the teaching of being unstoppable, being that you had to recreate your own new reality that literally saved my life. Because if you think that you're stuck with what you have, then you guess what you are,
mm-hmm.
right? It's about your mindset. And a lot about what you do is about your mindset. And I love that, you know, you have a belief that we have a limitless potential.
Mm-hmm.
If we were limited, why did Steve Jobs create his empire in a garage, right? Starting in a garage.
If right.
We didn't, and what makes him so special? He dropped out of school.
Sure.
Right. And that's, but, and he gets attention because he created this empire. But I want to now take it down to a full level.
Yeah.
So if you're overcoming, whatever it is that you're overcoming, and you don't have to create Apple Incorporated, you create you,
mm-hmm.
you, comma, Incorporated, right? right? That's where the triumph and the victory is. When you decide to take a look at yourself and understand what makes you tick, love yourself despite whatever flaws you have, because we all have them.
Mm-hmm.
And then my favorite thing to do is to laugh at it.
Yeah, really. We have to be lighthearted. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much seriousness going on. And then even that, like, let's change the word serious. Let's change that word to focus. Like, let's allow ourselves to be light and joyful and free. And there can be so much heaviness going on. And, you know, we take on a lot of stuff when we come in. I mean, we have our ancestors and our lineage and all the things that they've ever gone through. And we, you know, we come in as these little sponges and we just soak everything up consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously. And that takes work, you know, to understand, you know, where are these beliefs and thoughts and ideas coming from? You know, and somebody can create this incredible corporation or incredible healing center or someplace that's going to lift others up or connect people or get people together by them working on themselves. You know, I always try to see like the bigger picture. And, you know, When I was 16, there was a lot of craziness going on in my life. You know, I didn't have a stable home. I lived with another family for a little while. I became emancipated when I was 16. So it's just you learn that what you've been given you can work through anything and you can achieve anything you want. And that's the limitless possibility that comes in. And a drive. Like, you know, I literally reach out and take hold of people and say, look, you've got this, you know, just, and it's only because I wanted so much for somebody to do that for me. You know, I wanted so much to get that when I was younger and going through all those hardships, but it takes a process. And wherever we are and whatever we're doing, we're exactly where we need to be doing it exactly at the time we need to do it. And
amen, sister, to that. Yeah.
And that's, and I really
yourself,
didn't,
right?
Didn't get that.
Yeah, people have to stop judging themselves, right? Because you're doing it when you're supposed to.
Yeah, and you know, judgment was something that my family was really good at. They were excellent at it, and it was this crisis mentality of, you know, things have to be hard, they have to be difficult, you have to work really hard. You know, it was ingrained in us. It was part of our lineage and our ancestors. And really bringing in, what I really like to do is bring in lots of resolving and releasing around that, you know, through the word, through asking, through everything that comes up, you know, feel it, sense it, be with it. You know, we tend to push things away because they don't feel good. And we think that, oh my goodness, something bad's going to happen if we feel terrible. When in the darkness is when we can find the light. And all it does is take a little tiny, I mean, you go into a dark room and you just put on a little light, and it just, the whole room just lights up, and then you build on that. And we all need to help each other, and we all need to really stand by each other to support us on this path. And, you know, collaborating and communicating with each other and helping each other to raise our vibration is it's an opportunity. It's really helping us shift into this new way of being where we're not separate. You know, we're not working to pay the mortgage all the time. That we're not, you know, trying to just put food on the table. That there are other ways to do things, and it only takes one person, and then it just takes one more person to join them, and then the two of them, two or more, can create miracles. So
I'm with you. So I'm going to go back to what you said a few minutes ago. And you said that at one point you emancipated and you lived with another family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you about my mom. So my mom grew up in a toxic household, and her sister, Dee, my mom's name was Sherry Susan, and her mom was not so good. She also was a sucky cook, by the way. We won't hold that against her. She took everything out of a can. So, I know, really bad. My mom had an issue with spinach for a long time because of that. You ever have canned spinach? Nope. Thank you. So what I'm going to tell you is that, you know, let's talk decades later. My family lived in Barrington Hills. And my father built a very, very, very large estate. And there were extra rooms. When my mom learned of certain women that were in toxic households, she gave them a room, kind of like what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I have sisters now. that are not blood sisters, but they're sisters nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite a gift, mm-hmm. you know, when you can open your house, what she chose to do. I didn't do it. She opened her house. And the gift was not only to the person who received the room, but it was to everybody else in the household who received that person's goodness and allowed them to heal, because you cannot heal in the place that you became broken.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't happen.
So, yeah. When I was able to be removed from the environment that I was in, you know, and be fortunate enough to be with another family and live with them mm-hmm. for a little while, it was a game changer. You know, it was, okay, you start to, you know, you're young. You know, I was so young.
16
at that
is
time.
Young. Yeah.
And wherever we are, we have, wherever we are, you have, you know, 20s, 40s, 60s, you still have, tons of energy to live so much more in your life. You know, I love one of your commercials is about living to 120. And I'm like, absolutely. I went, the first time I read that and open to that concept, I was like, oh my gosh, you mean I've only done this much so far?
Right. We're not even at the halfway point, sister.
And it's just amazing to me, you know, because I was in a mindset that I should be in a certain, doing things a certain way, be at a certain point in my life at a certain age. And then when it comes into your heart and you open up your heart and every person helping each other, every person helping others stay out of or feel the fear, move through it, mm-hmm. transcend above it, is helping others to open their hearts and really, really bring in that limitless energy that for me comes from opening your heart. No fear. Like, okay, you know, somebody comes to me and I say, okay, what do you want to happen? Let's do it. Like, let's transcend it. Tell me what you want. Okay, let's find out what is the limiting behavior? What is the limiting belief? Okay, let's take it. Let's pull it out. Okay? And then I warn them, you know, you might have a little bit of, might be little weeds right around here that you need to pick out along the way, but that's your work. Okay. You've got this. We did the hard work together, you know, and now it's just, you just need to build on it. And so, you know, every person who comes, it's all about just helping people see their limitless possibility, how they can do anything. You know, we're just the vehicles and showing them the way, really, through, you know, through our energy work, through supplements, through incredible books to read, through.
What's your favorite book to read? What's your favorite book?
Oh, my gosh. My favorite book to read.
Well, I mean, like, I have one that I reread every year, twice a year. You know, because
I have so many books that, you know, I've been really, gosh, I just, anything that's going to help with inspiration. Like, I really love getting into the Divine Feminine lately. You know, anything that has to do with that genre has been with me lately. I have, I have books on energy. I have books that it's really anything that's going to, I'm looking around like, see if I can grab my latest book, but I haven't had too much time to read lately.
Well, and I don't have my favorite one with me. It's Crucial Conversations, because teach people how to have conversations when the stakes are high. Noticing mm-hmm. when people are not psychologically safe in the conversation. How do you bring safety back into that conversation so you can get to resolution? You know, things like that. And so, you know, and I needed that. Like, I need it so bad that I still read it every, you know, twice a year because it's something new. We have some comments. So we've got Vieta Robinson. She says, agree that we need to laugh more and not be too serious. Our body and the creator loves a cheerful spirit. Amen, Vieta. And then she says, me too, hated spinach out of the can and cooked. Yuck. Yeah, right? I finally am like, Mom. So I took fresh spinach. I sauteed it in, I think, walnut oil or coconut oil, a little bit of garlic and some pine nuts, and maybe some other vegetables. I said, Mom, try this. She said, oh.
Yeah. It doesn't have the taste.
Okay.
Yeah.
Toss it with some pasta, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what else did she say? Naima. Naima, thank you. She says, you cannot heal in the place you became broken. How profound. Thank you, Naima. I don't even think that's my thought. So, yeah, thank you, Naima. Yeah, you can't heal in the place you become broken. And then you talked about this so much. You know, we're a collective consciousness, right? Mm-hmm. And so when people are coming from fear or sharing their fear with others, that's not a vibration that I want to carry. And it's also not a vibration that gets us to where we need to go. So I would love it. And I'm going to put the highlight on you here, make you the full screen so don't wig out. No fair. I want you to share with people, and while you're doing that, I want you to share with people how you help them in that respect. Focus on the love, the vibration of love. And then while you're doing that, I'm going to do my best to get that video up. It doesn't seem to want to come up, but if not, I may have a workaround to skip. I want people to see how you light weave. It's so amazing. Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, so let's say somebody was coming to me for a session or a group of people. Really, the on purpose of what they're doing when they're coming is what I'm asking them to do when they come is to set their intentions for what they want. Well, one of the ways to do that, and one of the ways that one of the things that people do so often, I used to do it all the time, is focus on what we don't want. And that's okay, you know. We need to start where we are, and you know, that's why I say that often. Start where you are, and let's bring in the energy that's going to help shift that. So a lot of times it's holding space, you know. I know a lot of people basically just pour out what it is that's going on, or what it is that, what their perception of what's going on. And it's really about listening, sensing, feeling, embodying what's happening, and feeling yourself as a conduit of energy, and just allowing the energy to through so that it hits the environment, the people, places, and things. And when somebody is, you know, sharing this, all of this darkness with you, or all these fears, there's a sense of trust that they're developing, and being able to hold space for that. Not that we're going in and letting them go down the rabbit hole, but what we try to do is meet them where they are, and then help them to see what's really going on. And that can be loving and gentle, but it can also be loving and very strong, and stand your ground and forceful in a way that tells them, cancel, stop, cancel that.
Right.
You know, we don't have to go there. And helping them to see that. So a lot of times it's just coming up. I want people to be in their bodies. I want to hold space with them. Sometimes I have to take a step back to allow their energy for all that to come out so that it can be transformed and transcended. And a lot of us, a lot of times, understanding that we're pure energy, that we're pure light, whatever grade we are, and that our lights can only shine brighter, mm-hmm. is how I see each individual when they walk in. It's or group, is that everyone is there to shine brighter. So let's get the stuff out. Let's get it out. Bring in what you want, and let's transcend whatever it is that's holding you, what's holding you back. And that happens with the word, of course, letting people speak and then shifting and letting them feel and sense into their bodies and sense and feel how their body is talking to them is what I really, really like to do. And a lot of times I'll have them breathe into the sensation. I'll have them ask themselves what's going on. What are you saying to yourself? Images and memories will come up. I'll have them tell me what you're seeing, tell me what you're sensing. And then we breathe into it. And I use the word to transcend it and to clear it and to clear it out. And then one of the things, I know you have the light weaving video. When we're doing large groups, it's really about, okay, let's bring up everything you want. Let's open your hearts. You know, one of the preview to this video is, you know, I had everybody really breathe into their hearts. Understand that you can be grounded into this Mother Earth. You can connect to Father Sky. You can feel safe and secure in this place of presence. Having everybody connect and understand they can feel safe. And then let's come out through your heart. Let's let all of that energy out. And then what I do is feel what's going on and sense what's going on. And then I allow the energy and the movement to go through me to shift the energy, literally shift it so it vibrationally is lifted up. You know, we have all sorts of tools. We have all sorts of things that help us feel better. We have all sorts of gadgets and miraculous instruments that have helped us, whether it's wearing a certain pendant, where it's using microcurrent, whether it's, you know, taking certain supplements. And ultimately, what I want to get across to people is that you're your own healer, and that energy that you're receiving from something else is just a reflection of what resides within yourself. And so with every person, every group, every person, place, and thing, if I can help them to get to that next level just by using energy, it's just like we're letting it come through and we're shifting it. We can do this.
Yeah, and it's actually so much easier than what people realize.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not really hard. I mean, pardon me, but I'm going to take the polar opposite. If you can get
it, belief.
Yeah.
You really have to believe. And that's what we're doing, is we're really stepping into this powerful, heart-centered knowing. I am coming from my heart, and I know that this can be done. And it is far more powerful, I believe, than anything anything that can be done. It when you help people to see that their hearts are the most powerful instrument in their body, and then they're connected to something so much bigger. And just by taking them through that experience of feeling the shift and feeling the clearing and really sensing and feeling, like we were at a meeting last night, and the heaviness that was happening. And I'm back there going, okay, let's shift this.
Well, I'm with you. I was doing my own little prayer behind you and right, because that energy was not healthy.
So we shifted.
Yeah,
so we shifted.
It's actually just not that hard.
So
it takes consciousness, it takes presence, it takes attention. It takes all those things. So what I'm saying is everyone who's listening can do it too.
So you open up to, and then anything can happen. Physical healing, emotional healing, mental healing, spiritual healing, all of that happens naturally and effortlessly. It's really realizing our true potential. And I don't feel like you can do it. You can do it in multiple ways. I don't feel like you need to, go and sit on a mountaintop for 20 years to find enlightenment to do it.
But it would be kind of fun.
You could. I don't feel like...
Just saying, I could do the mountain.
I don't feel like you need to go and starve yourself or put yourself out.
So you're saying we don't have to go to drastic measures to find enlightenment. I totally agree with you.
I'm not even going down the road where I'm enlightened, because I'm learning all the time. One of my kids yesterday came to me and said how much he wasn't feeling good. And I'm like, well, ask yourself, do you need a break? How are you bringing
No, you don't need a break.
well, is that what's the cause of your sickness? Like, what's the root cause? What's the underlying reason?
You need to rest for a little bit.
Yeah.
We don't want breaks, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Cancel that, right?
Cancel. So let's go to commercial real quick. We're at 8:02, and I've got a few. We're going to, this is Vieta's.
Do you or your organization?
Hold on. I guess we're doing Zelda Speaks.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
And Vieta, love you.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
With a Place of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours. Susan Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
Okay, we are back. And before we get going, I want to, because you and I will just talk forever, I want people to see your video. And what I'm going to tell you is that, I don't know who you are, but I don't think you've seen this before, just saying. It's pretty amazing. So Jennifer is light weaving. If you want to take a look at this screen right here before I start it, you see everyone's hands are like apart and they're holding energy. Everyone's holding energy in the room. We're bringing in good energy into the space. And then Jennifer is using that energy, her energy, source energy, you know, our guides to clear energy and in the space. And so we have God's divine white light. And then I'm going to run this. And then Jennifer, I'm going to have you add to what I said. Okay. So. Run that again, because yeah, can we just transcend that energy clear into everybody's home? Just saying, I think you can actually. Yes or
no? Yeah,
that's what I thought too.
My gosh, you know, everybody we started that with everybody just open their hearts, like I was saying before. And they were in reception mode. So they were receiving. And I had asked everyone to set their intentions. And whatever needed to happen, whether it's subconsciously or consciously.
Right.
I give it up to source. And I just really allow the energy to come through. And then I'm led, guided, and directed as the energy is going. I use this technique. It just came to me. It was something that one of my teachers taught me a long, long time ago. And then I was asked just to do it, I'll never forget the time, just to stand up and do it at an event. And this was probably like 15, 16 years ago. And it was like this, just the energy just came through me. And it really was about just moving the energy of what was going on with every individual in the room and helping them to shift where that wasn't there anymore. And I use it individually with people when they come to me for sessions. I use it in groups. And light weaving is an all-body experience. It's kind of like what I'm trying to do with people when they come for sessions, is teach them how to move energy through their body to shift anything, whether it's a thought or a belief or a physical ailment or an emotional thing going on, or, you know, so that's what it is. And that's, you know, through my teachings, through the word, through the light weaving, through all the energy work, it's really understanding that you're a vehicle. And we look at as food to lift us up and raise our vibration, or supplements, or, you know, another instrument. I want people to know that they are the instrument, and that they can do this. And so me just embodying it, going through and doing these waving motions, it's really about spinning, transforming, and transcending the energy and allowing it to come through so that, just to be an example, what's possible. You know, anyone can do this. I'm no different. So I love it when people feel the shift.
You're different because you chose to explore,
mm-hmm.
right? It was the mindset that's different, but we all have the capability. We all have the ability to do this. You know, Andrew and I, when we came home last night from the meeting, probably spent a good hour clearing people's energy that needed clearing, right? Families and friends. And, you know, it was a full moon last night. And we remove limiting beliefs. We remove attachments, negative attachment. Well, for those who don't know, attachments are negative, right? Because they're feeding off of your heart chakra. So when Jennifer is opening up the heart chakra or you're opening up yourself, you know, and opening up your heart, Jennifer can then clear that energy out of the heart, the negative energy, and replace it with God's divine white light. She's the conduit. These skills are not so hard. I'm not trying to like belittle you or me, but this is not that hard. It's about trusting in God. It's about trusting in yourself that you are the conduit to what. So God brought us here on earth to deliver. And we're each supposed to deliver something uniquely different and in a different way, because what I do is a little different than what Jennifer does. And what, you know, so we're here to do it together as a collective to raise the consciousness, to help people learn how to heal themselves. We are actually, I mean, we call ourselves healers, but we're really not. I mean, we are. We healed ourselves, so now we can share that experience so people can experience peace, centeredness, balance, love, joy. And when you can experience that, even if it's for a short period of time, you get a taste of what that is like. And when you have something good, you then gravitate and want more. And so that's, I think, the real beauty of what we both do. We give people a taste of what this is supposed to look like, right?
You bring up a great point, because when somebody comes, or when we do a session, or when we do group work, the goal is to get them to the next vibrational level. Mm-hmm. And that is to get them where they are solid in that new foundation now. They're in that new level of vibration. And the expectation is that they're going to stay there and build on top of that, that there is no going back. So it used to be that, you know, I used to take, you know, a couple steps forward, and then I would take three or five steps back and purposely experience what I didn't want anymore. And I said, what am I doing? You know, this is, I don't get this. Why do I keep setting myself up for, you know, going forward and then taking all these steps back in reverse? And it took me a while to really understand that I didn't have to do that. And even the length of time that it takes to clear or to shift or to transition to that higher vibration, where the things that used to be bothersome, the things that used to be triggers, the things that used to come up that used to stand in your way or your blockages from keeping you from achieving your dreams, or even taking care of something that needs to heal in your body. The time-space continuum is getting a lot shorter, and it's happening a lot quicker. So what's happening is, you know, sessions that used to take an hour are taking like 20 and 30 minutes.
Right.
sessions that group work that used to take, you know, a couple days are taking maybe a day. I just did a class.
Why is it shortening up now?
People are waking up. They're figuring it out. They're open. They're opening to their hearts. People are the energy is getting faster and faster. It's just where we are right now. The earth wants to heal. We want to transform. It's time, and people are ready. And life is supposed to be effortless. It's not saying that we don't go through something or something doesn't happen, that it's not happening, again, it's not happening to us, it's happening for us. It's not that it's waking up to what's really happening, that I'm not, I don't have to be a survivor. I don't have to be a martyr. I don't have to suffer. I don't have to go through all those things my ancestors and lineage went through to get to where they needed to be, to learn the lessons that they needed to learn. I'm here to do different work. I'm here to transcend all of that. I'm here to help them help themselves too, so that we can all make this easier. And it took a long time for me to really get that. And thankfully, I had a lot of really great teachers, some of which are my own children, to help me to understand that, And every book that pops off a shelf, every person that you come in contact, every conversation that you have is an opportunity. So we can really take that those lower vibrations and then just shift them and then ascend above them. Mm-hmm. We stay at this level. There's no going back.
Right.
We don't go to sleep again. Once
thank
you realize
you, that. Thank you.
You can try. You can really try to do that. But it hurts too much.
Because let's talk about the pain for a moment. Because I have to tell you, that life is painful. It's just so much easier to do it this way. Just saying. So if you're living in pain or you're living in sadness, it's easier on the other side. I'm just telling you.
Well, and we don't want to take away from that experience. Like I really have compassion for that. And that's why I hold space. I've had people blow up in front of me and really need to get it out. Even when we're not in session, and I just really understanding it's not about me. It is about where they are and where they have to be right now. And if we can hold space for them, if we can create that space, then we're allowing this higher consciousness, this higher understanding to come in that opens up to all possibility. And we're provided with what we need in order to help that person, see, hear, sense, and feel what's truly going on with them and to help them shift where they are in that moment.
Yeah, because here's the thing, you're spot on. I want to really focus on something. People have been quashed to share their feelings, some since childhood, right? Where they don't get to speak how they feel. And so, they're going to need to get this out, verbalize it, run it out, speak it out, cry it out, yell it out, whatever it is. And we have to put our shield up so we don't take in that energy, but we do have to hold space for them so that they can get it out, so that they can put it in the past and move forward. And for those who are listening and have not, who feel like you've been quashed, I have a spoiler alert. No one quashes you but you. You give people power over you. So if you need to speak, speak, Gully. Speak up, because you need to be heard and get out what you need to say and move on. And then find a way, you know, it's probably not going to be really pretty the first or second time or the third or fourth, but find a way to speak what you have to say with love, compassion, and joy. You can do it. I see. I did it. I know Jennifer does it daily. Andrew on here, Andrew Calhoun has a message. There is no going back once you know. Success and joy come without suffering. Rise up. Way to go, Andrew. I love him. Love him. Couldn't have picked a better mate in my entire life, I tell you. Or God did it for us. But anyway, the point is that a lot of people think that they're being quashed, but you're not. You're choosing to allow someone to tell you what to do and how to do it. And it kind of goes with what's going on today. You have a choice in the matter of everything you say and or do and what you participate in. And you have a choice in the matter of where you shop. I'm just going to kind of put that out there. So if you're shopping somewhere and they're making you do something that you don't want to do, shop somewhere else because everybody else is selling those products.
Well, you know, you give up, you bring up a really good point. So, you know, we all have to look at, again, you go back, how is this happening for me? What is it that needs to happen in this situation? Is fighting really going to help here? There's, in some situations, you know, exerting and standing is necessary. And there comes a point where, you know, enough. And then the divine feminine goes and finds a way around. Okay. So, you know, with everything that started happening these, you know, gosh, now it's been, we're almost getting over to 2022 here. But when everything started in 2020, you know, it was a lot of clamping down, a lot of limiting, limitations, mm-hmm. That came across. And what I found along the way is, you know, we just have to find other ways. We got to find other ways to do things. What's going to, what is it that we really want? What is it that we really, it really makes us ask the important questions about what is it that we really want? What are our intentions? What's our purpose? What are we trying to do with our lives? And if we can start to ask those deeper questions, then it opens us up to getting the answers and clearing out the stuff that doesn't work anymore so we can get to where we want to be, so we can get to all possibility. You know, it's not that we can't just do something and we have to accept something the way it is. You know, what I have found through everything that's been happening is that these communities have been popping up and bringing people together of like-heartedness.
Yeah.
That all, we were all dispersed all over the place in like different areas. And we all felt like, gosh, is this really the way it is? And how come I feel kind of alone here? Like, this doesn't make sense to me. And then all of a sudden, you know, something happens, a shift happens, you have to transform. We all start finding each other. And it was for me, it was an opportunity to find like-hearted people. And I know there's people out there that feel like this is kind of crazy and what's really going on here. And then we all match up and we start communicating. We start helping each other and we start trading and we start doing things in other ways and alternative forms and finding who else is just like us. And then we give them more business and they give us more business. And business becomes like this, it's not even business anymore.
It's joy.
It's just joy. It's fun. Like, you need a session? Absolutely. Let's do it. Okay. I've had so many wonderful experiences and people that I've met and, you know, and groups that have formed because of what's been happening. And lots of things where I've had to dive deep and really transmute those less than heart-filled experiences that I don't need anymore.
Right.
And my true tribe, you know, my tribe is showing up and we're elevating each other. And I feel like we're all growing so that all those that want to come along, we can scoop them up and say, hey, you know, we can do this together. It doesn't have to be the way it was always done. That's the divine feminine. And that's why we want more of that to come in. And that's why we want this really nice balance that's happening where we can create, construct, use energy in that strong manner where we're bringing it all together and then be, you know, soft and flowy about it too. And, you know, the whole light waving thing, you know, I was looking at it, I'm like, gosh, you know, it doesn't even, I'm like, who is that person? and it looks like a dance. And it's all about it's about the experience and the sensation and the feeling and then letting things just get cleared out. So there's force in there. There's like strength in there. And it can be effortless and easy all at the same time.
Well, right. And so like when you and I did the healing circle on 9/9, right? It was you and I, my friend Jennifer. So that's a Jennifer, by the way, Jennifer Stennett, who is, that's who you're going to be doing Kundalini with. Andrew was on, we had so many amazing healers. And when you bring that energy together, to me, I don't know, that's where the beauty is. Like for me, because, you know, for me, I guess I'll just share this. So when this all first started, you know, the changes in our world, I went to a local holistic grocery store where I got chased around for not, you know, wearing a diaper and not by an employee, although that's happened too. It was by a man. There was maybe two or three customers in the store 10 minutes before closing. And that set a tone for me where I was afraid to come out of my house and I went into fear mode. Mm-hmm. Right? So, I don't know. I feel like we, at this point, we have to bring together like-minded people like you and I are both doing. We have to lead with love and gratitude. Thank you for the lesson, universe. Really, thank you for the lesson. Thank you for the lesson, those other people who are trying to, you know, insert their opinions and powers, right? Thank you. We are so grateful for the lessons that you have given us. We got the message. We're going to be going with God. You know, and if you'd like to come with us, you can walk with us in the light of Jesus. And if you don't want to come with us, that's okay too. We're going to the light. And just lead with love. I mean, because with love and gratitude, it does conquer all. Because there's no place for fear when there's love and gratitude. And darkness feeds on fear and it feeds on anger. So we can't be angry anymore with what they did or what they're wanting to do. It's okay. They get to do that. We're going to be going with God. Love them anyway. We can send them love and gratitude for the lesson and move on. I think, honestly, you may want to think I'm crazy, but I think God will insert himself. He just needs us all to keep bringing in the love and bringing in the gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay has a comment, which was going back a little bit. She said, joy and fun, yes. But we're on love and gratitude now. But we love joy and fun. Because with love and gratitude, you get joy and fun. I mean, there you go.
You do. You really do. And I feel and sense for everyone and where everyone needs to be. And, you know, it's you really become where you begin to really understand and have true compassion. Mm-hmm. When you go through your experiences, and you can really sense and feel and meet people where they are, because it just, you know, I used to get really upset with people like me. Like, how can you be so happy? Like, I really used to be upset. I didn't get it. I didn't understand. And I really had to move through that in order to really embrace that there's so much possibility. Really, I mean, it's endless. The opportunities, the possibilities out there, the transformation that happens. It's like we're all these little caterpillars, and we're all going into our cocoons at the same time, or we were made to go into our cocoons at the same time. When you said you retreated back to your home and into fear, it's like you went into your cocoon, mm-hmm, to really transform into this miraculous, even more miraculous butterfly that came out that has all even more amazing teachings to share. So, you know, every vibrational level we're at, we're doing the work. You know,
well, it's hilarious because I had a boss so I worked at this bank across the street from Murphy's Health Food Store in Libertyville. Mm-hmm. So I'll just let people figure out which bank that is. But the branch manager there told me, no one can be that happy. What's wrong with you? That's where I bust out laughing, because I've always been pretty positive, even when I was over-medicated, you know? So, he's like, yeah, that's just false. That you can't be that happy. You're fake. And I'm like, no, I'm actually really happy.
I really am.
Yeah. You know, I'm upright today. I got to work, you know? I wasn't healthy, but I thought it was healthy.
I'll have to tell you, something came in when you were saying that. I'm like, I didn't understand that. And my son was one of my original teachers for that.
Okay.
He was so happy. Here he was, this kid who was born, he couldn't walk. He had all these things that were wrong with him. He was so happy. Happy.
Yeah.
Just joyful, loving, like just, and I'm like, what? I'm like, how can you be so? I don't get it. Well, yeah, it took me a long time to really get it, you know? And when somebody says, there's no way you can be that happy. Yeah.
Yeah. But happiness is internal.
We can.
It's all off the inside. You don't have to have things to be happy. Good to have a roof over your head. Don't get me wrong. But you know, I have a friend who says, well, I'll just pitch a tent. Okay, cool. Keep the bugs out. But yeah, I want to say this. We have to go to commercial, but Lindsay Shipley, who right here, this lady is going to be on the show next week. So I just want to let everybody know. And Lindsay, do you want to type in the thread your topic if you're still listening? If not, I mean, I think it's mind, body, coach, and chef. Just want to
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Very gifted.
I think I can post that.
And you think we're having fun? You're gonna have so much fun.
So she'll be on the show next week. Mind, body, coach, and chef. She's got a pretty incredible story to share as well. We'll go to commercial real quick. And let's see what we have. Who haven't I played yet? Here we go. Ed Book. Here
we go. We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. if we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're done with that commercial. Let me just do one more. Let's see what we can do here. We'll just see about this one. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Jodi Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
All right. Here we go. Let me just go back to comments here. Here we go. So how can people, like, share with me what your client looks like. I know that they usually have, you know, two arms, face, things like that.
Yeah.
But other than that.
Well, generally, the clients that come to me, there are, I seem to get a lot of people where either they're already going down that road of figuring out that typical medical system doesn't work for them in a particular way, and they've been dealing with something for a long time, whether it's a physical, mental, spiritual, emotional issue. And really, the client that walks through the door, or the group of people where we do workshops, they're looking to transcend something that's been a block in their life, and they're not really sure of what's going on, and they have an idea of what they think it is, and it's usually when they're trying to figure it out in their heads, like we all do. We've been taught to be this way since, you know, little kids, since we first entered school, and they're coming because they've tried everything and it hasn't worked, or they're still dealing with the same issue over and over again. So I really thrive on what I love, and what seems to come are those that really don't understand how powerful and sensitive they are. And the ones that are having a lot of trouble overcoming something, they're really the direct opposite of what's showing up, is even that and more powerful. Mm-hmm. And we get to that. So I see people of all ages. I see children. I see a lot of times when the children come, the parents are coming with them and they're receiving the session at the same time. Mm-hmm. That's a big one for me. is making sure that parent understands that, like I had to understand, that it's not about the child, it's about what you need for you and your own growth. Granted, that child needs something too, but there's a different reason, there's a different path. You know, I'll see people with physical ailments, physical issues, emotional things that they're having trouble overcoming, you know, depression, anxiety, I can't put a name on ailments because then I'd be prescribing a cure for something, and that's not what I'm doing. I'm helping people to, like, I never talked about my son's ailment, and I say that in quotation marks, or diagnosis, because to me that thing, it's not about that. It's about deeper layers of that. And the minute we own up to a certain diagnosis, we become that diagnosis, or we become that ailment.
Right.
And what we do then is we need to get to all the roots of what's really going on. And that can be ancestors and lineages of things that have been going on for generations in our family, and where we came from and where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's really tuning them into the healing potential of their own bodies and showing them how sensitive they really are and how to take care of themselves, you know, how to draw in and manifest the people, places, and things that are going to help them, and how to notice and be tuned in to who are the helpers that are showing up that they can trust and they can go forth and help them really ascend what's happening. So
interrupt for a moment about who you can trust. If you get a bad feeling about who you're working with, trust yourself. You got that bad feeling for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to insert that because people a lot of times don't trust themselves. And you know better.
That often shows up. I will hear that often. And I can relate to that. I mean, there are many times when I sat in offices of practitioners, well-meaning, but they were limited by their own beliefs about what was possible. So then they were still trying to, convey to me that I had to think or believe a certain way. And I really had a hard time with that. And it took me a long time to gain up the strength and the courage to be like, gosh, why can't we just ascend all of this? Why can't we just heal? Why can't we be our own healers? And
we are our own healers. I mean, I reverse I guess there's 21 different conditions. I had pain in my levator scapula for 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
2 decades. Can you fathom that? 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I reversed it in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, 2 decades in 20 minutes. But one 20-minute session of using this frequency healing device that I have. But the thing is that, a doctor friend of mine said to me, there's no end to better. And so I thought about that. And so I thought, okay, it's kind of like what you say about, limitless potential, right? And when you really get that there is really just no end to better, and you can do whatever you want, you just have to, you have to be committed to it. Andrew and I went golfing the other day, and I haven't golfed in 20 years because when I hurt myself 2 decades ago, more than 2 decades ago now, I couldn't golf anymore. I mean, I had a torn rotator cuff, the levator scapula was in so much pain. And I won't show you the video of me golfing, but that ball went way far. The only reason I won't show you is because I have a belly right now the size of Mount Olympus, which I'm losing. But it was a little, robust. Had a little stress. The belly fat came on. So for those of you who have gained weight, but you're healthy eaters, take a look at your stress levels. Just saying, okay? It's on its way out now. But the point is, is that I hadn't golfed for 2 decades. And I said, Andrew, what kind of tips can you give me? And he said, Jody, keep your eye on the ball. He goes, really, just don't even take your eye off the ball, right? So the first couple times, what did I do? I took my eye off the ball. Then I didn't take my eye off the ball. Guess what? That ball went to me. So in life, never take your eye off the ball. Really know what you want. Know who you are. Don't take your eye off the ball because you will soar. You'll soar. Keep your eye on the ball.
Focus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then going back to what Jennifer said, you have limitless potential.
Mm-hmm.
You keep your eye on the ball. Let me just quote Ralph Waldo Emerson, right? Once you can make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you deciding to do today?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Who are you deciding to be? Who are you deciding to connect with? How far do you want to rise up? And what do you really want in life? Because if you know that the universe conspires to make it happen, aim high. Just saying.
And it might take a little while to embody that understanding.
Yeah. Give yourself grace cards.
It's totally fine.
Yeah.
You know? It took me a long time to embody it. And I still have, you know, things that I'm working on. Like everyone. But my eye's on the ball right now, Jody.
Well,
and that's a great lesson. Yeah, it's a little guy. I mean, and there's so many things that can distract us my husband calls me a squirrel sometimes. Like, squirrel.
Oops, I called that to Andrew. I'm like, are you squirrely? Because it seems like you might be squirrely.
There's so many experiences and there's so much that can come in. You know, when I call myself a professional intuitive because when people come, there's so much information that wants to come in and so much I want to, you know, divulge to them. And you have to you have to break it down, you know, to help them keep the eye on the ball, right? Eye on the prize. Like what do you want to have happen? Let's set your intentions. Okay, let's figure out what's really going on. All right, let's clear that. Let's transcend that. Let's transform it. And, you know, there really is the information, the understandings, how much is possible. Just it comes in.
Well, right. So I tend to give people too much information. So now what I'm learning to do, because it gets channeled to me, right? So I'm like, boom, 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 boom. And they're like, excuse me, you don't really need to vomit on me right now. I'm cool. So I give them the top one or two things now. And I say, when you're ready, you let me know because we have a laundry list of things that we can do to help you be your best version of yourself.
Yeah. And then it's really, you know, what I love to, so I teach a lot of workshops and one of my workshops I call, one of them actually, I'll be doing parts of it with Lindsay.
Let me tell the people dates. And if you guys have a link, actually Lindsay, I think you're still listening. If you want to put a link in the thread for that workshop, do you want to go ahead and do that? Is it coming up soon?
Well, this is we have a couple of things going on in October and November, and you know she coaches athletes,
right?
And then so we're going to be working with a group of girls to teach them how to live this limitless potential that we're talking about. And I love what she put down, always keep your eye on the ball. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
so,
and she's got, looks like it's a baseball there.
Yeah.
And then played Pitbull's Fireball.
That's, yeah.
Don't know what that is, but do you know what that is?
No, I don't. But that's okay.
All right.
Yeah. So, and one of the things, one of the bigger workshops that I do is called the Sandwich Connection. And it's really about learning how to build your life as if it were this beautiful sandwich that you were creating, and how you connect at the beginning of your day and what you infuse throughout your day and then what you do at the end of your day to help bring in this limitless potential, and how all your thoughts and beliefs create what happens throughout your day. And so, you know, you become the orchestrator of everything that happens in your life. And it really, it requires focus. So we teach people how to focus. Or I teach people how to focus. So I do this with adults. I do this with, I'll do this with kids. And we create journals, and we create goals together, and we create what do you really want to happen. And let's teach you how to shift the energy in your body right away, and use what used to be difficult or perceivingly hard or something that would really set you back. Let's breathe into it and turn it into something that's going to transform and transcend, and use it as your power. And so this is all just that's it. And every single it's just bringing that all into an organized way to help people live it. And, you know, people transcend things. People heal themselves. People mentally and emotionally shift their perceptions. And, you know, the miracle really is it's just a shift in perception where the mountain doesn't even show up anymore. So we just do that, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just the way it's supposed to be. This is what we're supposed to do. This is how we're supposed to live. So let's do it. And, you know, if we can teach these kids this, if the parents can learn, if us as adults can learn, and if if the kids can learn at a young age, I mean, there's a lot of kids coming in that already know this.
Well,
but they're not validated with it.
Yeah, you introduced me to a young lady at the first meeting at Murphy's Health Food Store in Libertyville. And, oh, gosh, she's a healer. She's, what, 13 years old? She's a healer. I mean, like, and I'm like, you know, and she has a don't mess with me attitude. I may be 13, but I'm 150 inside.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they show up in so many forms that you see right through it. You see it right away, and you're like, okay, all we have to do is bring that out.
Right. So you have this thing at the. Is there something you want to share about the beach thing that you do? Is that open to the public or only invitation only? Or?
Oh my gosh! So one of my favorite things to do is to go to the beach in the morning at sunrise. And we do a plethora of things. Well, sometimes there's a group of us that does that, you know, and anyone can do this anywhere. You know, you've got people all over the world, but seeing the sunrise in the morning, oh my gosh, it totally sets your day. I mean, you look at the sunrise and it's different every single day. And it's not just about watching the sunrise. It's about realizing that it's like this portal to another dimension, that every day, every single day is different. Every single day is a new day. You get a new, it's a new start to every single day. And no one single sunrise is the same. No one single day is the same. You wake up new every single day.
Right.
And we'll do breathing techniques, we'll do light weaving, we'll do manifestation, we'll just talk about everything that we want to have happen, and we'll just be like, yeah, let's do it. And then we go swimming, or we go in the water.
Okay, you just lost me there.
Oh yeah. And it could be cold. And I've had incredible teachers teach us how to. It's one of the reasons why I'm going to be training with the Kundalini, is just to bring more of the breath work in to help people, you know, get in the water, which has been taught to me by other people. And it's incredibly important and transformative. And it's all part of that divine feminine energy. You've got the water, you've got the flow, you've got the energy, you've got the shifting going on.
I'll give it a shot.
It's amazing.
You want to connect, and we actually have to end the show in a couple minutes. I have to run all commercials. But Dr. Frank Lawless is, he's the author of this book, Retraining the Brain. And also the creator of the BOD, which you'll be seeing and experiencing later today. So he talks a lot about, he's on our show once a month, and he talks a lot. We have a bunch of birds flying over my house right now. He talks a lot about humming, breath work. And when I was working in this clinic the other week in Wheaton, a chiropractic clinic, we were helping people with the BOD, using that in conjunction with acupuncture and Beamer and other things. And this woman had a lot of pain, and I'm like, you got to breathe. I go, you got to breathe through it, breathe in through your nose and push it out, push out the energy. And so there's so much power in understanding breath work. And so if anybody wants to go back and watch some reruns, anything with Dr. Frank Lawless, we typically talk about breath work, or you can buy one of his books, you know. I think they're all available on Amazon. But I think that's a great thing to teach and to learn, and I'm still learning. I'm a novice, so
yeah, the breath work is a game changer. It really shifts everything in your body. That's one of the things, that's one of the tools that we use over and over again that is so transformative in this work is the breath, just something as simple as that.
Well, and so I want to, I'm just going to make sure I get this ending going soon. Actually, we'll do it. We'll talk over the ending and just start it now, but I'll have it very low. Yeah, it is running. So, let me just make it. So we have so much power in the breath. If you have congestion, like I did for, I don't know, 50 plus years, I can show you how to clear the inflammation here, clear the mucus, and reach out to me on that, because breath work is a game changer. But you can't do breath work if you can't get the air in. And if you can't get the air in, it's infectious. So you want to shift your brain health. And that, and if you're congested like I was, that's a key thing. And there's a lot of ways to do it, but I've got some really simple ways to do it. So. Let me just put this back up there. Tell people how to get in touch with you again, if you don't mind.
Sure. Send me an email. It's Jennifer Lauren at intuitlove.com. And, you know, my website is intuitlove.com. I take phone calls all the time, talk to people all the time, and that's up on the screen, 224-500-7797. I love seeing people in person. You know, I take clients as much as possible. I, you know, just schedule as needed. And then my ultimate goal is to get people to the point where they don't need me, you know. Let's come, let's clear it, let's do it, let's take care of it, so you can live your life.
Afghanistan. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so grateful for what you are doing to help the world and help the community. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
So
thank you for all my listeners. Feel free to reach out to us. Jennifer can be reached 224-500-7797. If you want to reach out to me, 847-738-0242. You can visit my website at Susan Essentials. Bless you all. Bless you, Jennifer.
Thank you. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Naima. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Vieta. Thank you, Dr. Debbie. Thank you. And I'm just going to run my ending real quick with my banner if I can figure out how to do that. Hold on. Yep. And here we go. There we go.